Bak bir tane değil. Kim istiyor? Di boy işimi bişasi, o di boy işimi bişasi. Nahez bir tane değil. אם כן, איך אני מוכר במצווה ללות עץ? זה מלאב מצווי, אל נמצוא נשים ומתחבוס מהצעים פי, אם כפול מסיסה, כפול מקצירה, וריסבור קשה. ויש לו אמא, ויהי קושימו כדי שלא תחמץ. בסוף הרוב אילו אף של נשימו, מחומץ בשוש או עדיין דובון, כי כן הוא נטיסה, לא יומץ נחשימו וישז בדורה, מתחיל הסדים. מתחיל הסדים. So the pshat in Teisves is now, since now the Masho acts the Kashi. Here, the more mentions, Omer Azir, Omer Abiyomi, Omer Shmuel, Chiti Shemunoches, Yerlises, Yerlises. Why? So that was with Rabon. Because if you are Lises, sometimes it can become Chomis. Now, the more before, so the more distinguish between that one and that. So the more has the kasha. Why is it we have a Pesach? So we say the shopping she must be so used to be pushy. My shinu noche it now. Come on, noche the motion of pushy. So the more you determine it, in general, the more we see, the more we change this. You are a new testament. על עומר עומר רב זאיר ועומר רב ורביר יום השמואל חיתין שם נוחס עם ליסס ליסו so the more it says that לישה בזריזים ניסה במוקים זריזים אוכלת מוחס but לטיסה is less of בזריזים not even במוקים זריזים it's not נעזורה it's חוץ לעזורה חוץ למידוש so in other words so the לטיסה was not in Mokim's regime and that wasn't handled by Slizim, it was not handled in Mokim's regime, but that Munoches should be more humble. So mainly from this Gemara that from the book it appears that in regard to Lisise, in view of the fact that it's handled by Zarin, not Keani, and it's handled Chutzul Mikdosh, so mainly it's not more lenient than Pesach. Because Pesach too is not handled by Slizim and not by Mokim Slizim. But that it should be more humble. It should be more humble than Pesach. So all of that. So how is it? Now here we say, Rabbe says, so Rabbe says, now he says, Rabbe says, Baal Nefesh Loinot, so it's only in the Slizim. But with Saladin, it's not. And Rove only in the first lotion said that it's also mutis chit. Only in the first lotion. But in the second lotion he says muta mutis. In the third lotion he says mitzvah mutis. But how can Pesach be more calm than Munoches? All right. Munoches, usually Munoches is more calm. But in regard to Lisise, so it's not more calm. Because Lisise is done chutz la'azore, chutz le'midosh. But that Pesach should be more kalt than Munoches is where in Eilal Adas. Now since even with Abu Munoches, so even though Munoches generally so is more, but with Abu Lisise it's not more. Why? Because Lisise is don chutzul mikdosh. But and with Abu Pesach, so Yachin Sheish maybe it will become chometz, and because of that, so we didn't need more. So is chitin shel Munoches really tzilison? And we got the Pesach, we are it is. So I mean, Rabbi says only the Chassidus, what Mutar it is, and Rabbi only the first motion of Rabbi says Oseh, but the second and the third motion of Rabbi says either Mutar or says Mitzvah. So we have to say, so the Mashu is Mashu of Kashi. So the Mashu says that Enoch and Ami, that Rabbi is Chelik, Rabbi and Rabbi, who say that it's Mutar it is. And with the Lutens and the Mitzvah Lutens, so the Achilikan Shmuel's Din, who says, Chitin Shemunoches in Leitzilis. He is Achilikan Shmuel's Din, who says, Chitin Shemunoches in Leitzilis. And he holds, no, that Chitin Shemunoches is Mutal Lutens, because he couldn't say it differently. Because how could we say that Munoches is more homo than Pesach? That's what Masha says. Now, but it's not much more like that there is anyone who is chilik and Shmuel's din of chitin shemunoches in Leitzilis. But then the kasha of the Masho is a very small kasha. So how is it that we got a Pesach So it's not osir to believe. This is not osir, and Rabbi says it's in a mitzvah. And he says, and the menoches it's in a mitzvah. So the answer is, now, why the menoches is a osir? That's it, Rabbi. That's it, Rabbi. So anyway, that's exactly the raya of Rabbi. That Rabbi said at the end, what are Rabbi mitzvah do this? Shelema, mishmartim esamatzis. Iro, the boy, the sise, Shimon Lemay. So the raya is as follows. And that's the chat with Jesus. Eloch Aname, that the mitzvah of Shimon begins before the sise. From Tziran. But there is a mitzvah of Shimon, there is a din of Shimon, only if without Shimon, Chimutz is like. But if, even without Shimon, Chimutz is unlikely, then there is no din of Shimon. There is no halacha, and you have to look at the wheat and see it, and look at it all the time. In other words, if without looking at it, without watching it, so there is a possibility of chimut, so then I have to watch it. But if the circumstances are such that even without watching it, it's unlikely, so why should I watch it? So the melee of Rabbi Sraya is that mitzvah notice. Why? Because there is a din of the shmart and the samachas. And Rabbi Shiti is that mitzvah din, there is a din of shimu from Tziram. So that means that from Tziram, now the Rabbi Meleach has the kashe even before Tziram should watch it. So the Rabbi Meleach says in a chaname, or either I harvest it before it's ripe, or if I don't harvest it before it's ripe, so I have to watch it from the moment it's ripe, while it's still b'mchuber, I still have to watch it. And the other Rishonim who say that I don't have to harvest it before it's ripe, and I don't have to watch it, you know, while it's mechuber, after it's ripe. So because they say this is so unusual that a neo brain should sprout, I mean, while it's still mechuber, that's highly unlikely. So maybe there is no union of Shimon. So the main reason as to why Shimon is important is because without Shimon, Chimutz is like, so Mele, Rabbi says, there is a raya that's mitzvah. It's why? Because we see by Chitish HaMenoches, so it's also mitzvah. So Pesach should not be more kal than Chitish HaMenoches. So Mele, the same din should apply to Pesach too, also mitzvah, because of the Tchoshet. The answer is, the reason as to why there is no iser of being late is because there is a mitzvah to be late. So that's exactly the reason as to why the Chachomim were machmir more regarding menoches than regarding Pesach, because midraise you are certainly allowed to be late. So by menoches too. So it's only in the Rabbonon that we're not allowed to be lazy in Shul Noches, because of Ishyob, because of Echshoshe. So by Noches there is no Kiyuma Mitzvah of Shimu. There is no such thing as a din of Shimu by Noches. Of course he has to be sure that he didn't become Chometz. But if he's sure, if he has Birurim Simoni, that he didn't become Chometz, so it's enough. Mashenkin by Pesach, we got a Matzis Mitzvah, so even if he's sure that he didn't become Chometz, there is a din of Shimu. So he didn't shimo. So mimele, gabi munoches, where there is no kiyuma mitzvah by being racist and being mishamre, so mimele the chachomim enacted that it's awesome. Masheinkin gabi pesach. So the more you watch, the more kiyat Rambam says. The more you watch, the more kiyuma mitzvah you have. So mimele, if you're not racist, you don't have to watch so much. What do you have to watch? Only family sham you have to watch. But if you are racist, so you have to watch more and more. So maybe you have more of a mitzvah. Since the lisise can involve a mitzvah namukha, so the chachomim want that misakin. Shalom Yosef. So maybe Shmuel said, "Hodav amarobe mitzvah yotes." Shenema arushmarte mesamatzes. Iloi diboy lisise. So Shimon Mai. So he says as follows. Now if we see, because Shmuel says, I mean, Rabbi says as follows, it's in the middle of Shmuel, Rabbi assumed that we see is mutea, but mitzvah it isn't, it isn't even. So then, hold on, Rabbi, no, that's impossible. it's not possible that Lisisa should be Mutter, neither Osea nor Mitzvah. Because if it is not a Mitzvah, so then it should be Osea. Why should it be different to Menoches? So, but if we say that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah in making Lisisa, then we can understand this why it's different to Menoches. Because Menoches, by being late saints, you will not have a Mitzvah Namuk. Because there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shimon Menoches. So Mele, the Chachamim, maybe Siyot, that he shouldn't be allowed with the Rabbanon to be late saints. As a Siyot, maybe sometimes he can become Chometz if he is late saints. Masha'in came in Gabi Pesach, where there is a Mitzvah Namufra, if you are late saints. So you have a Mitzvah Namufra, you watch more, so you have a Mitzvah Namufra. So Mele, the Chachamim, won't be sakin that you shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to be late saints. You shouldn't be allowed to be late saints. So Mimele, Rabbi says, in the last motion of Rabbi, Rabbi says that it's impossible that Lisisa should be Mutter, but no Mitzvah. Either it's Osea, or it's a Mitzvah. So first Rabbi says it's Osea, all right. Then Rabbi says it's Mutter. So then Rabbi says, once we assume that it's Mutter, so we must go one step further and say it's a mitzvah also. Because if we don't go one step further, we say it's not a mitzvah, so then the question arises, why is it different than Menoches? But if we go one step further, and we say it's a mitzvah, so Mimele, we understand the distinction between Menoches and here. Because Menoches, the Chachomim felt that they should enact the takone against Lisisa. Masha'in came by Pesach, so if they were Misak and such a takone, they would deprive every Jew of an opportunity to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah, Mishmat, and Mesamatzes, and Amufra. So because of that, the Chachomim didn't want to be Misak in the takone. So Mimele, so Rabbi said, after he said, Mutal Yotei, so he said, Hold on, Rabbi, no, we have to go one step further and say that it's a Mitzvah Yotei. Because, why? Because we shmata mesamatzes. So then he says, so he says something else. So once we say that it's mutar l'tayis, we must go one step further and say that it's a mitzvah l'tayis. Because otherwise there would be stira between Menoches and Pesach. Now, once we say that it is mitzvah l'tayis, so in other words, there are two alternatives. Either Oslo Viltes or Mitzvah Viltes. There is, we can't say Muta Viltes. That's out. Rabbi, the third Moshe says. So the alternative of Muta Viltes is out. Either it's Oslo Viltes or it's Mitzvah Viltes. Because if we say Muta Viltes, there is still a wine Noches Osea and here Muta. So there are two alternatives. Either it's Osea or it's Mitzvah. Or it's mitzvah. So Mele, if it's mitzvah you taste, then Rabbi can say that the chiyuv of Shemur begins with Shatzira. Why? Because true that there is a mitzvah, there is a din of Shemur. But when can there be a din of Shemur? Only when there is a possibility of things. A possibility from an extrinsic source or a possibility from an intrinsic source. But only when there is a possibility of chimutz, then there is a din of shimur. So if we say that it's mitzvah mutates, so that means that the average chito, even that is used, that a Jew intends to use for Pesach, is moistened at some time. Now, when is it moistened? If it's mitzvah mutates. So you certainly can be chesed, every Jew, that you will moisten the chito that he's going to use on Pesach. Now, since the average chito that is going to be used by a Jew on Pesach is likely to be moistened, so in Mele, it can be moistened any time from Tzirah. But no one is going to moisten the chito before he harvests. But the moment he harvests the chito, so any moment, let's say he harvests it in July, but he can moisten it. It's likely to be moistened right then, a minute after he harvests it. So Mimele, there is a din of Shiva. Masha'im came, if it's not mitzvah miltes, then we would have to say osa miltes. If osa miltes, so then, any dogon that a Jew intends to use for Pesach, or to Boshiach, you know, we're not dealing with Jews who are not Zoyan Chomet. So, Memele, any Jew, if it's not mitzvah miltes, so the other alternative would be osa miltes. So that means that if a Jew intends to use certain chitim for Pesach, then he's not going to be late to say. And if he's not going to be late to say, why should we watch it from Tzirah? There is no chibutz is not likely. If we assume that mitzvah will take, so then every chito that is going to be used by Jew for Pesach is likely to be moistened. And if it's likely to be moistened, so it can be moistened, it can be miltes any minute after the Ksirah. So the Mele from the Ktziran, Chibutz is a possibility. If Chibutz is a possibility from the Ktziran, so there is a Chiyub of Shimu. But if we say it's not mitzvah miltes, then we have to say that it's also miltes. And if it's also miltes, because Rabbi says in the third lashon that muta miltes, no mitzvah is out. So if we don't say mitzvah, then it's also miltes. If it's also miltes, so no Jew, except if he's a chete, he's an avayan, but no Jew who is not an avayan is going to be late is the chitim that he intends to use for Pesach. So memele, chimutz is not likely. If chimutz is not likely, why should it be mishamim shatziram? There's mishamim Jesus. V'yesh leimah. V'yikar shimut in ishoi tachmitz. What is the meaning of tachmitz? Michael Mashmon, Tesis tells us that the Shimul is that it shouldn't become chometz. Of course, everybody knows that that's the purpose of Shimul, that it shouldn't become chometz. I mean, what else could there be in Shimul? Watch it against what? Watch it against Avoy. It's watching it against Chimut. That's what Shimul means. That Tesis doesn't have to tell us that. What Tesis means is that a likely Chimut shouldn't occur. But where a Chimut is unlikely, then there is no din of Shimon. And that's the reason as to why, according to most Rishonim, I only know of the Rav Maneach. I mean, I don't know of any other Rishon. But all the other Rishonim, they say, you don't have to watch it prior to the Ktzira. Why? But it can become chometz even prior to the Ktzira. The answer is, it's highly unlikely. It's very unusual. So, the Ikar Shimon can show tachas. When is it possible to it? That there should be a din of Shimo only if there is a possibility of chimutz. Bisova Rove, ilaf shei Shimo mechometz, bisho shadai logon kelitise. If litise hadn't been a mitzvah, so then litise would be osa. If litise would be osa, so no Jew is not an avayan is likely to moisten the wheat that he intends to use for Pesach. So mimele, why should there be Shimo from Tziran? There is no likelihood of chimutz. How will it become chometz? Unless somebody will soak them, but who is going to soak the chito? That's an unlikely thing. But if we say mitzvah miltes, so then every chito that a Jew intends to use on Pesach is likely to be moistened. Moistened where? Any moment. From Tziran. So in Mele, there is a chiyuv of Shimo from Tziran. That is, so b'sof harov b'ilav sheishimo b'chometz b'shor shatayim dorom k'in mitiso lo yamatzcha shimo b'shaz b'dorem b'tchil asavim. Now let's see the Rambam. If you have the Chiddush Rambam. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Now come sure there are just three Rambams. Four Rambams. And this is the most important Ramban in Kosho. V'afilo ocha v'hoda v'hobe. Domo v'hobe l'hane de mahab chekive. Ki ma'prise kive ha'apicho v'shomit. Pir shomishen, shomit tobe alei amai. Al mekosova, v'inon shimo mitchil ratzo. V'inon shimo mitchil ratzo. Kasha, ki b'di shimo shomit tobe alei amai. Shimo, heicho marob. Mitzvulutez, mishim dixit. ושמרתם מי לב בשביל בואי נסיסה על שימו במאי או כל זמן שמשמו או שלא טובה עליהם מים שיחמיץ ושימו זה סטייסס קש זה סטייסס Weltkasche. Die Badei kommt zum Mann, sie ist schon Schimura zurückgekommen, und hat um die Zehnliche Wasser gekommen. So, if he hasn't fulfilled the Chil, the Din of Shimur, so he cannot be mekayim the Mitzvah of Matz. Cannot be mekayim the Mitzvah of Matz. Can you mind yourself? Now, in other words, you see, there is a machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, it's a machlekes between the Prichodosh and the Bach, whether Shimur is me'akev there. Whether Shimur is me'akev there. The machlekes. But among the Rishayim, it appears that it is me'akev there. So there is a shite of the Prichodosh that the whole din of Shimur is only the Rabbanan. And if he cannot, but with the right say, there is no din of Shimur, it's a very slim shite. And from all the Rishayim, it appears that Shimur is me'akev with the right say in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Be'er HaFibonacis. Here he also says, Ve'it kashu, di vadai, kol zman she'isham Shimur ha'tzorich lehem, inu l'nitzir chivose vayem. So I'm not going to mash my yubim with the right say, it's not mekayim in Mitzvah. כי למעשין הרוב צקי של הלימוד, וחיל ביום הרובי, אילב דיבייר מסיסה, שימו למי נעמה, וכל זמן שלו מיטס, אין כאן שימו, ואין עוד יצבר. ואין עוד יצבר. In other words, since Rabbi says, the second kashi is as follows, since Rabbi says, אילב דיבייר מסיסה, שימו למי, So then, Rabbi should say something else, which he doesn't. So he should say that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Erev Techlo Ma'atzeis, so a Jew must dafke be leisis, the chito, and watch it, and then be roshet, and be eifet, and then eat it, to be mekayim the mitzvah. But suppose he is not leisis, the chito, before he is teichelet, and before he is loshet, and before he is eifet, he shouldn't be able even to have it with the right set of mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Because Moshe, Rabbi says, you have the boy with sisa shimur ma. So that means that there could be an shimur without the sisa. And shimur is me'akim. So then it should follow. Not only that the sisa is a mitzvah. Not only that the sisa is a mitzvah. That without the sisa, one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Be'er HaFibonacis, and no one will say that. Because again, in Mo'am Isakein, that we shouldn't be laces. So that means, no one is laces, chitin of Pesach today. So that means that no one is mekayim the mitzvah of Be'er HaFibonacis. I mean, it's inconceivable. But why? How is it? I mean, from the Lashon of Rav, it appears, Ilav the violence, he says, Shimon Lamai, namely the whole man shall indeed say, Kan Shimon, so no one is mekayim the mitzvah of Matzah today. Because we don't make this system. The game is master there. And that's impossible. So he says, Ve'ilu shvei kushyez, ho'achas mitoretzit b'chavit. Divad ayaf kovem eide she'i kashimo, elo she'i shmiya shol yoyer ben dechimus. Elo hocha omarov. Kiri nikos of rachmone, ushmartem, muta lehob eiso mi bitzir echshimo. V'chol zman she'u mivion, lidikach mikayim behem yeser mitzvah su ushmart. Hilkach, Mikim Bisvirlein, Mutal Mutais, from the washing of the Ramban, something remarkable can be deduced. He says like this, Elohocha Marot, Kim Nikosav Rachmonim Ushmartem, since the Torah says Ushmartem, Mutal Hobeis on the Tzirachim, Vichot Man Shem Ibin Ledika, Mikaimel. So it's Mashma that if the Torah didn't say Ushmartem, so then it would be osir even to bring it in the position of tzirchim. I mean, how could we say that? If the Torah did not say ushmartem, so then there wouldn't be any chiyuv of shimur. So why should it be osir to bring it in the position of tzirchim or to expose it to the possibility of chiyuv? If there is no mitzvah, now that the Torah says ushmartem, So Mimele, we know that it has to be watched. But if the Torah didn't say Mishmarte, so all that would be important would be to make sure that it didn't become Hametz. But why should it be also? Why should it be also Midaraise to bring it in a state of Tzerachimut, of Tzerachim? Why? If the Torah hadn't said Mishmarte, so then it would be all right to expose the Iso to the possibility of Chimut. And then, if in the end, by we can determine through the simonim that he didn't become Chomer, so it's all right. What kind of an Isar is that? How can Ramban say? Ramban says, Elohim Marobe, given the cost of Achmon and Mishmarte, Mut Elohim Eisar in Yitzir Hashimu, V'chol Zman Shimu Mevion, V'dikach, Mikayim Buen, Yitzir Mitzvah Sushmarte, Hilkach. So in other words, what he means is this. He means, in other words, how is it Mutah to be like this? Chidush of Pesach. Inasmuch as there is a din of Shimu, so Mimele, it should be Oseh. It should be Oseh to be like this. With the eyes. What? The Gabi Menoches, it's only Nisad Rabon. Why? Because Gabi Menoches, there is no Chiyuv of Shimu altogether. There are no Chiyuv to watch the wheat of Menoches. The only halacha is, if the wheat of the wheat became chometz, you're not allowed to use it for milk. But if you can determine retrospectively through the simonim of Kan Chagovim Michzik Boneo that it didn't become chometz, so then there is no issue in being racist. But the chachomim asked. So Gam Noches, it's only Nisar Avon. But Gam Pesach, if there hadn't been a special mitzvah in being racist, so then it would be osir. It would be osir if the lisisa did not involve the mitzvah in Abufko. So then it would be osir midiraisa. It would be osir midiraisa to be lisisrit. Why? Because once you are lisisritim, so then it's very likely, very, very likely, that you should become chometz. You have to be very cautious. I mean, and you have to be very prompt. Let's say, according to the Rambam, if you don't mill it within a shiur mill from the lisisa, it becomes chometz. So mimele, if this is what Ramban says, the Ramban doesn't mean if there had been no mitzvah of Shimo altogether. So then it would be osir. It would be osir to limit mistake that it would require extra caution. No, if there had been no mitzvah of Mishmarte, so then it would be just like Menoches. Is there an isir to leave Menoches in a state that it's likely to be machmitz? That's only the Rabban on osir will face. But not that I say. But Gabi Pesach was the reason it's so mishmach in Samatis. So we have to watch it. So Mimele, if there would be a mitzvah tense, so it would be an Aveda that I said to be late. Why? Because when you late, so you increase the chances of chibutz. Until you are late, so it cannot become chometz. Until you reach. Mashem came. And when a person makes the lishe, so then, when a person makes the lishe, the average person, if he's not lazy, when he starts making the lishe, he's not so likely, you know, to interrupt the work, unless he likes to talk a lot. So he's likely to interrupt his work. But if he's a good worker, and if he starts mixing, he's not going to interrupt the work. So, but if you are lazy, so then, the chances of chimutz are so much higher, the chances of chimutz. So Mimele, if there hadn't been a mitzvah of Ritzise, the Ramban says, so then it would be osir midiraisa to be lasis. Because the Torah says Ushmarta. So what does Ushmarta mean? Ushmarta means you have to watch it. And you have to watch it means you shouldn't do anything that increases the chances of chimutz. And he shouldn't, so the mitzvah of Shmartem should imply that he shouldn't bring himself within his soul. He shouldn't bring himself within his soul. You know, the historians told, I mean, I'm just mentioning it, it's not to do with this, the Goyim of Vilna at one time searched his soul. So he decided in order to have a real tshuva, so he must call the Magid of Dubne to give him Musa. So he called the Magid of Dubne, and he told the Magid of Dubne that he expects him to admonish him in a very severe way. And he shouldn't be cheshesh, maybe he'll hurt the feelings of the Goyim. He wants to search his soul. So what could the Magid of mean? What kind of Musa could the Magid of Dubne give the Goyim? So the Magid of Dubne thought for an hour, and then he said, here's something. He has a certain Musa to tell the Kohen. So he said, the Kohen, there is no trick in being a tzaddik as you are when you isolate yourself within the Daladamish or Aloche and you don't mingle with the world. So it's not so difficult to be a tzaddik. But why don't you go out into the world and mingle with all kinds of people, with sinful people, and encounter tempting situations, and see whether you'll be able to be that tzaddik when you mingle with the world and you encounter all kinds of tempting situations. So the Kohen said, he doesn't like this kind of musar, says. I don't want to bring myself Lidei Nisoi. So in other words, I'm mentioning that story. Since there is, we say Al Tiveinu Lidei Nisoi. So in other words, if not for the fact that Litise is a mitzvah, mina mufcher, so then Litise would constitute a diminution in Shvira. Because what does Shvira mean? Shvira means you have to take all the measures. All the measures against the chinus of the dog. Now, if you are leiseis, so that means you increase the chances. And you're bringing yourself into a nisoyet, into a tempting situation. So the mele, that in itself, should constitute a violation of the mitzvah of Bishmata Mesamatzeis. So midraisim it should be also notice. This is what Ramban says. Midraisim it should be also notice. More, it should be more chamot than menoches. Menoches, it's also a little taste with Rabbon, because by menoches there is no halacha you have to watch against chimutz. So memele, midrash say you are allowed to increase the chances of chimutz, but if it happens, it becomes chometz, then you're not allowed to use it for a minute. Masha'in king gabi Pesach, where there is a mitzvah of ushmar de mesamatzeitz, so you have to watch against chimutz, and when you are late days, so you increase the chances of chimut so much that in itself is inconsistent with shimu. Shimu means taking of measures whereby the possibility of chimut will be reduced to a minimum. And if you are late days, so you take a measure whereby the possibilities of chimut are maximized. So, see, it's inconsistent with Shimo. So it should be also in Raisi. The reason as to why it's not also in Raisi. And Rabbi himself said, before he said mitzvah lutez, he said mutar lutez. So Rabbi now says, now, if we say, once we reach that stage, that it's mutar lutez, so we have to say mitzvah lutez. Because if it's not mitzvah lutez, so then on the contrary, it should be also in Raisi to the ladies. Because by being latents, you increase the chances, you maximize the chances of chimutz. And chimo means, implies, you should minimize the possibilities of chimutz, not maximize. So the answer is, no, there is a mitzvah. That's part and parcel of the Kavanas HaTor of Shimur. I mean, the way the Dubna Magid said to the Goel, but I mean, it had no relevance to the Goel, you see, but the Gavay Dogo, it has relevance. So in other words, so the mitzvah of Shimur includes even maximizing the chances of chimutz, so that he should be on guard and over that in face of all the likelihood of chimutz, he should exercise so much caution to prevent chimutz. So there is a mitzvah amufcha to be mishamer more and more. So the more, the higher the chances of chimutz, and the more Shimur you realize, the more mitzvah you have. But if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, then it would be an aveira midraisa. This is what Ramban says. Eloch amar, kim nikot rachman nishmarte, muta leho beizu midetzeh shimu. Vichol zman shum nibiyo midikach, mikayim ben yeseh mitzvah su shmarte. That's why it's muta leho beizu midetzeh shimu. But if not for the mitzvah namufcheh, it would be also midraisa. To bring it to the Tzir Shimo, to increase the chances of chimutz. Because that would be inconsistent with Shimo. V'chol man shemivir mikach, mikai ben yeisa mitzvah shmartem. Hilkach, mikidin di, he said it in so many words, Rabban. Hilkach, mikidin di sfirale, muta liltez. The efshal ishama mechimutz, mitzvah namenu. Because if it wouldn't be mitzvah, it would be an aveira. It's either all. V'akshal lo v'gmore, v'dil moshimo do nishe, Dishmartem is a matzis ksi. He had a different gear. So, I mean, it doesn't make any big difference. But he had a different gear, say, the Russian Admiral. Now, in our text, the Gemara says, was the Rosh Hashanah Gemara? You void the boy of the Tisa Shimon Amar. You Shimon Amishe, Shimon Amishe Lav Shimon. The Ramban's Gersi is, you void the boy of the Tisa Shimon Amar. So the Ramban's Gersi is, we deal more Shimon Amishe. So then the Gemara uses the Tevet, Shimon Amishe Lav Shimon. I mean, the same meaning, but he had the Gersi, you void the boy of the Tisa Shimon Amar, we deal more Shimon Amishe. Shimon Amishe Lav Shimon. So he says, we actually know a bit more than we do more Shimon Rishay. The Shmartin Samatis, see? The law in the Chitin Shamatis. The less no Bichlal Mitzvah Shimon. We are feel a Chatrile. We are feel a Chatrile. Mahadeh, Shimon Rishay Lab Shimon. Did he sell the night of Shimon? Be taken Shalini, you just not know what was Gimoras Kasha. Gimoras Kasha was, maybe the whole Mitzvah of the Shmartin begins with Rishay. And before Nishe, there is no mitzvah of Shmartu Samatis. Until Nishe, only when it becomes Issa, when it becomes Lech, when it becomes Lech. So then, when does it become acquire Hashem Lechem? Through the Nishe. The Gil. So Mimele, that was more the Kashe. Shimo, Shimo Nishe, maybe the scope of Shmartu. It comprises only from Misham when it acquires the Shem Lechem. But prior to Misham, when it doesn't have Shem Lechem, there is no din of Shimon because the Torah. So because there is no din of Shimon. Now, if there is no din of Shimon or some Mele, what was the Raya of Rabbi? That if Lisisa is not a mitzvah, then Lisisa should be also. It's either if Lisisa is not a mitzvah. So then, increasing the chances of chibutz is inconsistent with the mitzvah of Shimon. So that is only so if the mitzvah of Shimon begins before Lishim. So then we can say, when you are lisis the chitim, that's before Lishim. That's before Lishim. So, monefshach, either lisis is a mitzvah, so then it's not inconsistent with the mitzvah of Shmartin, and if you say it's not a mitzvah, then it should be inconsistent with the mitzvah of Shmartin, so it should be also with the rights of the lisis. So then the Gemara is, Shimon Rishay, the Shmarta Samatis Ksi, the Lechitin Shamatis, the last of the Hamitza Shvir, Shimon Afil Chatchile, maybe the whole mitzvah of Shimon begins with Rishay. So prior to Rishay, there is no mitzvah of Shimon. So Mimele, you are entitled to increase the chances of Chimutz because you're not obligated as yet to watch. You only become obligated to watch after it becomes Lech. But before Rishay, you're not obligated to watch. If you're not obligated to watch, so you are entitled to increase the chances. And then we'll see. If it becomes Chometz, it's too bad. So you can't use it if it doesn't. But prior to Rishay, there is no Chiyuv of Shimu. And if there is no Chiyuv of Shimu, so in Mele, there is no Issa to increase the chances of Chiyuv. So you might use the Teret, Shimu, Rishay, Lav Shimu. In other words, that the mitzvah of Shimo comprises even Shimo prior to Mishim. These are the light of Shimo. Zeke shol miyol, yu shen yuhuni. Kim shet kim be mitzah Shimo glisho. Roman yitzele, el shmam lo Shimo mitchila nare vino mideve. Vichim shachim le mitzvah boi el mitzisa. Ki shen kai ben yitzah mitzah su shmam. Vak Shimo alei, mimai gil alei lo memeloch. Shimo glisho. וכיבר מוכרים לסת בכלל ושמרת לסמת ישראל, ואוכל מתן לנופק משום דיבידת נוחת לשימו להם שתת לו מים, ועובד לו שימו, ושמוכר מבנית ואחר דבת, אבל אוכל דיבידת נוחס לשמרות לשימו, אוכל נעמד לשימו לישה ושימו, ואפילו לחתחילה, ואין לו ישימו כאילו מכך כלל, so this is what the Gemara is saying, maybe again the Gemara is saying the same thing, maybe the mitzvah of Shimo begins with Lish, and prior to Lish, there is no mitzvah of Shimon. So maybe since there is no mitzvah of Shimon, so there is nothing wrong. Midrash say, in being late say, it's true, you increase the chances, but you're not mechuyev to watch. So maybe, so what's wrong with increasing the chances of chimutz? But then you ask, so monefsheh, if the mitzvah of Shimon begins only with Lishay, so why tzikish al-nochim, he cannot be mekayev the mitzvah of bread of Yechumatzes, because the moment the water was put into the flour, So at that moment it wasn't much. So Mele, the initial stage of Lisha Shimon was lacking. Mashein came prior to Lisha. Prior to the beginning of Lisha, there was no Chiyuv Shimon. If there is no Chiyuv Shimon, so you are allowed even to be late, and to increase the chances of Chiyuv. So Rafiu Hochel Hot of the Rode. The Soba, the Shimon Mikor and Amabino. Heine Shalitomi Aliyim Mayim Klau Mishas Ksire. The Efsher Shafiu B'Devet Namabino Shimon Ze Mishas Ksire. The way Dome Shimon Ze Mitise. Elo Le Mitzvah Mikayim Ve Yeisam Ze Shimon. Aber Hochel Afiu Devet Nam. So that's one Moshin Rambam. That's one Moshin Rambam that the maskon of the of Kovili is that Mr. Saladin is mechuyev to be Mishan HaMishatzire, and if he's not Mishan HaMishatzire, so he cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah of Matzah in the Reis. But, so that is lacking, but Mitzise is only Mitzvah Namufra. Why is Mitzise Namufra? Because, you see, the maskon of the war of Kovili is that Shimo is required, is a must, Shimon Mishatzire. Why? Because in view of the fact that Lisise is not us, and it's in a move, Lisise, so Mele, Lisise is likely any moment Mishatzire, as we said in Deises. So Mele seems, Chimutz is a possibility, is a likely thing. From Chitzira as a result of the halacha that Lisise is muter and in the mitzvah namufra. So the Mele, from Chitzira, there is a very good possibility of chinuz. From, because he might, every moment after Chitzira, he might moisten the wheat. So the Mele, as a result of this halacha, that chinuz is not only a hetagomo, an atrim, I'm sorry, that we see say is not only at a gomor, but it's in the mitzvah in a mufcheh, so we may be from Tziram, chimutz is a possibility. If chimutz is a possibility from Tziram, so there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv to be mishamrir. There is a chiyuv milreitze to be mishamrir, and it's miyakev in matzah's mitzvah. Mashein kev, we see say itself is not miyakev. And we see kev itself is not a chiyuv. But it's a mitzvah namufcher, because it seems there is a chiyuv of Shimo prior to Lisha. So the more you put yourself in a position into watching more, so the more mitzvah you have. The more mitzvah you have. This is what he said. This is the first verse. V'yesh leima. So aloha fudevet nam. V'yesh leina shavzu mitzvah. The second verse is like the Rosh, that the thing of Shimo is only Mishiyat Lamayim. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis even prior to Mishiyat. Yesh Lema, so the first portion of Ramban is like the Rif, that Shimo Mishasire is Miraki, it's a Rif. And the second portion of Ramban is like the Rosh, that Mitzaradin only from Misham. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis of Shimo Mishas Tziram. Yeshleima shabzu mitzvah. Diika Shimo, b'dehevet leser mishiyat lo mayim. Teida amigam rabu nefzik shoyim yudi, v'isal tayo Shimo Mishas Tziram inam b'dehevet, mishpim o chitin et mochen shoyim yudi mamre, midamdino rabu yudi kishoyim yudi arbe, shmam lishon avon mori tzirabel. ומאסקין אף שם בכיר דאו. וכי מצינו לגוין, ניקח צמח נרשום בשביל
Shemar. You shall speak to the Shemar. Now, so according to you, it means only if the goy is not afraid of the Jew. But if the goy is afraid of the Jew, then it's considered to be Shemarot. According to the Rashba, even if the goy is submissive to the Jew, because he knows that the Jew can fire him and he can harm him, so even in such cases, it's not considered to be Shemarot. So that's the Pshat. The Ozah Peirush Hoditum Shur Pirkin over Rosh Wars. All right. So there was a boat that was having wheat, so we sent in the river, Chishke. So it was the name of the land, and they allowed in it. So it was moistened by the water. Shari Odom is really more. Shari Odom is really more. So, in other words, it was certainly not the Bahir of Israel. The question is that she says, Mutam is in Israel, and in the house of David. So, according to the Rambam, so there is no Kashyap, because the Rambam says that the 6 Mutam is in Israel only if it is ground, if it is milk, if it is sheer meal, as of the moisture, as of the seas. And here, a considerable interval elapsed after the sinking of the boat. And it wasn't milk as yet. So maybe it's hummus. Now then, the Abishen Wachilik and the Rambam. So they say that in the Gemara, the Sissim is mutter, and you don't have to grind it immediately. So they have the Kashi. I mean, we really mentioned it. So why was it mutter in Israel? So they say that the Sissim is mutter in the Gemara only if you just moist it. But if you are shaved in the mind, if you soak it in water, then it becomes hot. It's a little bit more. Even if it doesn't become this vacuum. So now here, it wasn't just a pressing of water over the wind. I mean, it was sank in the river for some time. It lay in the river in the water. So it was soaked. When it showed the mind, then it turned to us, even if it's not this vacuum. So the name of this oil was also. But Robin was not here to sell it to God. Now that was before Pesach. So it wasn't just about noise before Pesach. So we're allowed to sell it to God. Israel, Rabbi Bani, Uriel, Robin, Vege, Jehovah, the Klai, Marizin, General, Nochi, Riyasid, Madas, Lechamei. Yasin, Madas, Lechamei, why? You know, what a shocker and awesome. We gave him the Echot with God. My time, Aboration is Tachinche and Meskinoch. My time alone. So why aren't you allowed to sell the biggest job and require you to a goy? At all, the goy is not Mizar Kwai. Because there is a possibility, it's likely that the goy will resell it to a Jew. And the Jew will not know. So the Jew will be nichsh. My time allowed, we should hold a mask with Israel. So here too, we should not be allowed to sell it, to sell those chitim that became chomets that were soaked in the river before Pesach. It should be nosa to sell it to a goy, let the goy. Now, on the tables, you couldn't see that it was soaked. It wasn't his vacuums, but it was still osa. So if you sell it to a goy, the goy might sell it to a Jew, the Jew wouldn't know, and you would be so, and you would eat them and pay them. So, what do I go there? With blue cabbage covered in soil, cake and Italian cabbages. So then when they said, no, you should sell it piecemeal to the soil. So in Melee, not to sell it in bulk to a goy, because then the goy might sell it in you sell it in both to Israel and Israel not know, there'll be mixture. But you should sell it piecemeal, right? Per cow. So, to Israel. So, in other words, every cow that Israel will buy of this week, in all probability, they'll read it out, it will be consumed before Pesach. Before Pesach. Now, I don't know whether I mentioned it here, maybe not this year, but another year, that this is read as the kasha, not here, this is not resolved, but it's same tomorrow. So it is read as the kasha. Why do we say bigger chobat the goyim? Harizu and kerenu and yoch. Why? Less. The goyim will sell it to Jew. Some of the military will sell it to the goyim, they will with Nima. But the Gemara in the Zohar says that with the Nima is also, Nebel is Nebel is Mut. What does Nebel mean and what does Nebel mean? Nebel means, let's say the Mishnah says that we are not allowed to sell Reveno to a Nebel Hobbit, to a Peter who uses the Reveno, who uses the Reveno for Avrizor. Because of the Neach is Musa, that's one of the Zionists. So just as you're not allowed to give the Rechai to the Neach, you're not allowed to sell the Veino to the Neach who is going to use it to Nabilizor. But to sell it to a Goy who buys it wholesale, and that Goy sells it retail to other apples, that you are, even though you know that this Goy to whom you sell in bulk, the Veino, he's going to sell to a Kehobin small quantities of Reveno, who in turn will use it in Avizoreh. So that's with that, because that's with favorite. That's indirect. That the Torah says only the evil is in nature. But that's an indirect thing. So that is Mutah. So the Shireen is a sweet desk. That is a sweet desk. Why do we say baggage over all the point? How is it going to be nochi less he'll sell it to a Jew? But it will be with me, So even if he sells it to a Jew, so it will not involve himself in there. So it is a sleep gives it that. A very big thing. That is a sleep says the Israel of the Nivea in Shayach, even in the case where the person who is Nichshol knows of the Nichshol. But he doesn't care. Let's say, I'm not allowed to give the Kisiyah to a Nozir. So it doesn't mean only the Nozir thinks it's water, and I give it to him, and I don't tell him that it's wine. Even if I tell him, you should know that this is wine. But the Nozir says, I don't care, I want you to give me the wine. So I may go with me. So in such a case, where the one who is Nichshol is able to have it, is aware of the facts, but he is ready to be able to himself. So then, if I aid him directly, I'm able to leave. But if I aid him indirectly, I'm not able to leave. Mashenke, if, let's say, suppose I will sell, let's say, a certain ritual that is really wine. And I'll sell it wholesale to the person. And then, and that person is going to sell it to the Nizirim. And the Nizirim will buy that wine thinking that it's water. That's how you can tell when you look at it. So then I may be able to be there, even though it's with neighbor. So here too, here it's about the body. So the Jew will buy, will not know that that's wine. If you know, then I'm allowed to sell it to a Goy. Even though as a result of my selling it to the Goy, so the Goy will sell it to a Jew. Mashenk in here, so the Goy will sell it to a Jew, and the Jew will not know that it's lying. So then, I may not have been there, even if it's the case of the Pnei. This is how he explains. I mean, this is how he answers that question. All right, now. Toner Avon. A male leave is on day of the pest. That one is not allowed to mash a day of pest. That means to put flour, kemach, into a tavshi. Because if you put kemach into a tavshi, so even in less than a shiur meal, it will become chometz. When do we say that until shiur meal, it doesn't become chometz if the water is completely cold? But if it's warm, so then even less than shiur meal, it will become chometz. So true cholut, cholut is alive, but cholut means that you put it in boiling water. So then it's cholut. But otherwise, you're not allowed to put kemach and in a veil, because it will be machitz. Toner Avon Milch Agil and Pesach. Ve'arim tishim leil. So suppose someone wants to mesh the tafshir, to put kemach into the tafshir. So how can he do it in such a way that it should be moved there? So neisim es ha-kemach, v'hakei neisim es ha-chemitz. So first he puts the kemach in the tafshir. And then he immediately pours the chemitz the minute. Why? Because chemitz is machlut. I mean, chemitz precludes chemitz. So mainly, the way to do it is first to pour the kemach and then to pour the vinegar. But not to put the chemitz first and then in the tafshil and then to put the kemach. Because if you put the chemitz first and then you put the kemach into the tafshil that already has the chemitz, so then it will not preclude chemitz. Chemitz is allowed to put the chemitz first in the tafshil and then put the kemach, because chemitz has the effect of being machlit, of precluding chemitz, even if it is put first in the tafshil and then put the kemach. So it can still preclude chemitz. V'yeshemrim atnitz es achemitz, v'akemitz es achemitz. Now let's see the Rashi. Meilu mikemach, v'kemach kol memile, kishenis mikemach mitafshil. V'akach nitz es achemitz. V'yachemitz, even if he puts first the kemach mitafshil, and then he immediately puts the chemitz, so then the chemitz precludes the chemitz. V'yachemitz v'anich v'achemitz. Lefishe Lubashim. Now, the Tzokmas Paneach says, we have to say this in Amiz, it's Muchach for the next piece of Gibor. Now, that this is only so if the tafshil is already hot. Now, usually, when you put the tafshil in the pot, so the water is cold, and then it's heated. So, in such a case, you're not allowed to put the chemitz into the kemach, or the kemach into the chemitz. But here, the price says reference to the case where the water, now the tafshil, has water. So the water is already hot. It's already hot. Now, the halacha is that if you put kemach into hot water, boiling water, so that's machlit, even if more it's wood, it precludes chemitz. So in the melee, if you don't put chemitz all together, so then it's all right to put kemach in boiling water. Because the bishul, the immediate bishul, has the effect of click, of precluding chemitz. But here, it deals with the case where he puts chemitz also. So the question is, can there be chalitza if he puts chemitz also? He pours chemitz into the mic, in the pot. So Tanakame says, Emil, Horin Tishim, Nesim, Nesakemach, Barakenis, Nesakemitz. So if he puts the chemitz after the kemach is put into the tafshil, so then, in view of the fact that the mic in the tafshil is hot, and he puts the chemitz also into that part, so the melee both are mivashel. And since both are mivashel, so it precludes chemitz. But he cannot put the chemitz first. He cannot put the chemitz first, and then put the kemach.
because then, if he puts the chemitz first, so then there will not, it will not be good chemitz. The ancient way, afneses achemitz, vakeneses akemach. So it will still be good chemitz. Now the Gemara says, man ancient way, omar afchid de rabiudei, itnam, hoyupes ve'adeimo she'vivyom ne'otochim, bo'yiter l'seichon tav. So, that's a clear issue. In other words, if you took off the pots from the pan, the pot, from the fire, but it's still the same pot, it didn't pour it into a plate, into a bowl. So it's a clear issue. So we need to say on top, because clear issue is the wash. So if he puts the towel in the pot that was taken, that was removed from the fire, so it's in the wash also, it's high behind us. That's already cliche. Suppose you pour from the data you pour into the plate, into the bowl, and then, so the core of the tamche is already a cliche. Then you want to put the tafel into that kare, into that plate, into that bowl, which is a cliche. Even though it's yatzaledes, so you are allowed, because cliche is not the wash. It's not the wash. Have you name it? לכל מיני זה, חוץ מדובר או שיש ביחד מצוויצית. So Rabbi Yehuda says that he can put the tavli, he can put the tavli in any prohibition that is of the fire, except if that keile has vinegar or prime. So in other words, so what we see, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, now there is The Gemara in Shabbos that Membeis has an Abai. Rabbi Yehuda is Mekil or Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda Mekil or Rabbi Yehuda is Machil? The Rosh Hagemara is not whether Rabbi Yehuda is Mekil or Machil. Arei Shekoy or Asef Mekoy. Because the Mishnah says, Horeinu Tvez Vagdeko Sheivir Omeru Tochi. Horeinu Tvez Vagdeko Sheivir Omeru That's the Reish. So the Reish has reference to the Reish. Then the same thing says, Abu Mitzvah is a Hakor, is a Hatam. That the Karet, that's a cliche. So Rabbi Yehuda in Boiro, Rabbi Yehuda, Arei Shekoy. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda says that Meisei needs Meikir as against the Tanakam. Because the Rabbono, the Tanakam, they say, no, literally say Hatam. Whether it has vinegar, or it does not have vinegar, even if the pot does not have any vinegar or wine in it. So one is not allowed to put tavli into that pot that is of the fire because it's a cremation. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we hold this. As long as the pot, the cremation that is of the fire, does not have vinegar or wine in it, so you're allowed to put tavli. So it's a big maker. That if Rabbi Yehuda is making, he holds that vis-a-vis tavli. So prohibition is not mubasha. Prohibition of the fire is not mubasha. Of course it is, but the fire managed. Then of course Rabbi Yehuda is made that there is bishop, even with Abitabli. But vis-a-vis Tabli, prohibition of the fire is not mubasha. So it's made. But Rabbi Yehuda is made that if it's not Tabli, it's something else. So prohibition is mubasha, even though it's on the plane. Or Rabbi Yehuda is sensible. Rabbi Yehuda, because the same says, The Sefer says that Avonis Hakol is Hatamcher. That means Nikusheni, yes. So Rabbi Yehuda said, and according to Tanakame, so Nikusheni you are allowed to put on even if it has vinegar. So Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir, and he says, the whole say, in the Nikusheni, in the Kame, in the Tamcher, he can put it up. Unless the car or the tamche is vinegar or wine, so then he's not allowed to put the tamche even though it's a cliche. So it's a mach. So the Gemara says, Toshma, that Rabbi Yehuda Arei Shekoy. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda, so the Maskot of the Gemara in Shabbos, but the base is that Rabbi Yehuda is Arei Shekoy. So Rabbi Yehuda is making. Now let's see what Rashi says. Now, מיינו מיכם אקום ומיינו שיש כאילו את אשי ועקח ניסיס החימץ מן החימץ אם זה חימץ ספוט איפה זה כמח so then the חימץ is not מניח להחמיץ לפי שנבש ויהי שאימרים אחרי זה חייבץ תחילה, די אף אדם, די חייבץ כבר מיורה בתאפשיר, הוא מבשר לסנית על זה. זאת אומרת, הוא רואה את הולסים, הוא עצת מחלק את זה את הרקאמר, אין בגודל. יסי חייבץ, ואין חימוץ בגודל, אי פתיס מבשר. So, רב יהודה, so now we're so רב יהודה says, רב יהודה, אני את הרקאמר says, that when is the חימוץ, חימוץ is precluded only if you put the chaymetz, if you put the kemach first, and then he pours the vinegar into it, into the pot, the pot of the water and kemach. So then the chaymetz is mevashel the kemach. If you put the chaymetz after you put the kemach into the pot, so then the chaymetz has the effect of being mevashel the kemach. If it's mevashel the kemach, so it's chaymetz the kemach. It's chaymetz the kemach. Masha'in kei, if you put the chaymetz first, and first it becomes mi'urat in the tafshe, and then you put the kemach, then the kemach, then the chaymetz cannot have the effect of being mevashel the kemach. If it cannot have the effect of being mevashel the kemach, so it's not chaymetz, so it doesn't preclude chaymetz. So the Gemara says, in my nishayim, omar afchiz rabiyut, omar afchiz rabiyut. So, ואין החימץ, יש עם הפסח חימץ, כבוד העבודה בחימץ כמו אמור בתאפשיר, ומבשר עשה את זה, שהפיר המלאים, מורותוכי, ערב שעה נסיך השם, גולית לנסיך על תאפו, תכבירי של מבשר, ונמצא מבשר תאפו משעץ, נסיך הקורא, את מישי נהיה מבשר, וחום ונעיצי, וחום ונמי חום ונעיצי, תאפ ונמישי, חוץ גדול שיש בחימץ, מציע, שהחימץ מבשר, ואף על פי שכן. So the Rashi is very strange because Rashi explains the Mishneh, the Buddhist deal in the Mishneh in accordance with the second alternative in the Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos that remains is featured like the first alternative, that the Buddha Arim Shekoi, the Buddha is Mekil, and Rashi says, Lichom in Eitzei, Lichom in Emachal on Eitzei, Tavli, Bichlisheini. So in other words, so it means that in Rishayni, and the Gemara is preaching in Shabbos, that Rav Yehuda has referenced to Rav Yishma. So Rav Yehuda has that Kasha, and Rav Yehuda says that according to Rashi, so the Pshat in the Gemara is, whether Rav Yehuda asepikoi, and if asepikoi is, so that means that Rav Yehuda is only machin, that Rav Yehuda is only mach. Or a reishi koe, so if a reishi koe, so Rav Yehuda is mekir also. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda a reishi koe. So that means a reishi koe, that when Rav Yehuda says, lichol neisei, so it means, lichol neisei, in other words, as long as the path, the tafshil does not have vinegar. As long as the tafshil does not have either vinegar or tzir, so then he is allowed to put a tavli, even if it's a remission of the fire. So he's allowed. Because vis-a-vis tavli, so remission of the fire is not mevashel. But if there is chemetz vinegar in the tafshil, so then he's not allowed even if we shake. So in other words, so the Shaila in the Gemara, the Yehuda Arei Shekoi. So the Yehuda is not only a Machmir, but also a Mekel, or the Yehuda Asei Pekoi, the Yehuda is only Machmir, as against the Tanakh. So the Gemara is preaching that the Yehuda Arei Shekoi. So the Yehuda is not only a Machmir, but he's also a Mekel. So that means that the Yehuda is reference to both, to a prohibition and to a prohibition. So Rav Yehuda says like this, that the Tanakhama says, Hoyufes Vagimah Shevirom Mitochim, Lo Yitel Ezech Tavli, whether it has vinegar or not, so he's not allowed to put Tavli into the prohibition of the fire. So Rav Yehuda says no, Lichol Neisei, as long as the Tavshel does not have vinegar or tzir in it, so he can put the tavlin in it, even if it's a rish. So he's making chutz midova sheish bechemetz tzir. However, eat the tafshil as chayes or tia, so then he cannot put the tafshil into it, even if it's kosher. Why? Because chayes, whenever chayes and tia is miurah in the tafshil, so then it has the effect of being the vasheir, even in kosher. Even in kosher. That's peculiar to chayes and tia. This is what the miurah said. I mean, as it happens, and the kasha gets rashi, because rashi appears to be in conflict with what the modern shabbos. Now, so what's the shaykhes? Man yei sheyli momarav, he's the rabbi. So it's a raya, I mean, from this more, it's a raya to what some tzvanei says, that the whole deal, that the whole price deals with that day or that is hot all the time, not if it's cold at first. If it's cold at first, and it's a little warm, and then as it begins to be heated, so it becomes warmer and warmer, but it's not. It takes some time until it's boiling hot. So then there is no chlitah, so turn yourself, so it becomes chometz. In a very short time, you will be less than shiurim. So the only case where it's muter is if it's hot all the time. But even if it's hot all the time, so then if it has only water, so then water has the effect of being chilim. Water has the effect of being chilim. In other words, of being mevashi. And if there is bishul immediately, and if bishul takes place immediately at the very outset, so that has the effect of precluding chilim. Masha'im came if there are other things, other liquids besides water, so then it does not have the effect of being chilim. So maybe it's awesome, even though it's hot. So maybe the question is, suppose you have two liquids in the tafshil, in the tank. You have water and you have chemets. So does it have, so the tarubes of water and chemets, does it have the effect of being the vashel or not? So if it is the vashel, if it has the effect of being the vashel, then it's chemets. So it precludes chemets. If it does not have the effect of being the vashel, so it's not machlok. So the Tanakhama says, it all depends what it puts in first. If it puts the kemach first in the water, and then it pours in the vinegar, so then the vinegar is also mevashel. So the melee, so if the water is boiling hot, and then he puts the vinegar into it, after he put the kemach, so that is mevashel, the hot water is mevashel immediately, and the vinegar is mevashel immediately, so there is chlitah, the net result is chlitah, so it's muter, but he cannot put the chemetz first. So the chemetz becomes muter with the mayim and with the whole tafshil, and then he puts the kemach. Then, if the chemetz is already muter at the time, he puts the kemach into the pot, even though it's hot from the very outset, so it's not machleket. Because then the chemetz cannot be mevashel. The chemetz can be mevashel, has the effect of bishul, if the chemetz is put into the pot, after the kemach is put in the pot. But if the chemetz is put first in the pot, and then the kemach, then the chemetz cannot be mevashel. Mashei kei yei shemri, they say, amri sinas ha-chemetz, va-kei sinas ha-kemach. So that means the yei shemri hold that chemetz has the effect of bishul, even if it is, the chemetz is put first, and it's already ruler on the tafshil, and then it puts the kemach. So it also has the effect of bishul. So man yei shemri, omar ha-chim rabiudi, because we see that rabiudi holds that you are allowed, that vis-a-vis tafshil. So even the emission of the fire is not mevashel. But if there is chemetz in the tafshil, if there is chemetz in the tafshil, so then there is vision, even vis-a-vis a tavli, and even the kesheni called the Rashi. So the Mele, so we see that the Mele holds that chemetz has the effect of being the vasheir, even if the chemetz is put first in the tavshe. So man yesheir im omar afchim rav yudin. Vinei kvek rabiz. Why don't we apply the Yeshem in the corners of the Rabbeitzi, because the Rabbeitzi earlier, Shem on the Chemetz, the Chemetz ain't son. So the Chemetz is first in the battle, whatever it is. And then, so according to the Rabbeitzi, you can put Togo into vinegar, and then it is machlit, It is machlik. So here too, and over there too, the chemitz is first in the bottle, and then you put the dollar in the bottle. So kiyashmil Rabbi Yitzi al Rabbi Yitzi Ve'ine, avitahu v'slei. So maybe Rabbi Yitzi only holds, if the only thing that you have, the only medium, is chemitz. Mashenken here, when he puts chemitz first, that becomes lure, with mayim, with the hot water, with the tachshir, with everything. And then you put kemach. So when the chemitz is lure with other things, maybe it's not machli. But from the user we see that chemitz has the effect of being the basher, even when the chemitz is lure with other things. If it has the effect of being the basher, so mele it has the effect of being machli, because chlita takes a claim, takes effect as a result of vision. כי אשמי הוא רבי יצא ממיר לסבאלת, אבל תראו בסלאם. הוא לא אומר, לחוצה והחוצה עושה, בשביל לוח לוח אמבינו נסירה, שחיר שחיר ומכר בכל נסירה. So in other words, so who may say is that it's also to mesh the Torah. Either way, whether you put the kemach first or you put the vinegar first, even if you put the kemach first and then you pour the vinegar, so it's also awesome. It's true. In such a case, so according to everyone, it has the effect of being the mashir. If you put the kemach first and then the vinegar, so when you pour the vinegar, so then it has the effect, according to everyone, to be the mashir, the vinegar, and mele machli, but with the rabbono, as it's yo, we're not allowed to do it. Because if let's say, it's not completely hot, so then there is no chlita. So because of that, so it's awesome. It's very serious. In other words, we tell the Nozir is not allowed to partake of the grapes. So we tell the Nozir in the Rabbanon, he's not even allowed to approach the vines. Less, he'll be nichshol once he approaches the vines. So he'll be nichshol and he'll pluck the grapes. And we, so here too, that's an expression. In other words, so as it's here, he's not allowed to do it either way. Rakpope shorah v'mibudikin v'nishkabusel v'mibchay teva v'chasisim. So Rakpope was matting the bakers in the Rishkabusel to mesh the teva v'chasisim. What the chasisim? So Rashi says, kibchad afshun. Afshun means parched grain. So the roasted grain. Roasted grain. So in other words, so you cannot mesh it teva even with the flour of roasted grain. Now, here you don't even have to resort to chalite, because it's already roasted. So ofu is not machmit. The answer is because it's not easy to determine whether it was roasted sufficiently or it wasn't roasted sufficiently. When something is baked, so we have a very simple criteria to determine whether it was sufficiently baked or not. Whether it's chutin shochin, or who did not be shocked. Mashiachin, when something, when grain is roasted, so we don't, it's not so easy to determine as to whether it was sufficient to roast it or not. So maybe because of that, so it's also, so Rakpope was Mati at the bakers of Ishbaluse to mesh the bagel with the flour of roasted grain. And we are not Cheshish. And Rakpope held that we do not have to be Cheshish. Maybe the grain is not sufficiently roasted. So the maybe when you put it in the bagel, and at the time you put it in the bagel, it's not boiling hot as yet. It's not heat. So the maybe it will be Machlis in a very short time. We don't have to be Cheshish because we can assume that the grain was sufficiently roasted. Sufficiently roasted. Oh, my Rabbi, so Rabbi, so I call it one more shiur. Ike di shore ka hayyutze biduch ve nishrich ha'agbe. So in other words, he was tamea. He was amazed. I mean, how can it be muter? After all, in the Rish Galutz's home, there were many avodim, many servants, and the servants were not such Yerei Shamayim. So how can you be showing to everyone there and be in the Yerei Shamayim? So maybe it can be matter. So they would be very zealous. So they would make sure, I mean, that the devoted way in was sufficient to love them. But after all, there were many abodim who were not such a Yishamach. So how can we be mad at them? Ike de amre, Robin Hupe Mocha le Kidre Bechazis. In other words, Robin himself did it. Robin himself. Right. By the next mission. In this thing came out as a Haresis, as a Haharo, we know some Yochemia. So what is that allowed to put the Kemach into Haresis or into Mosque? And he did put it into it. So then Yochemia, the Rabbeer is a Galaxy Rash, Haresis, the age behemoths. So he gets vinegar. We also have a Mosque, who will give him Mosque the Kemach. בכל דבר שמעקס טיים, וכמח לאחר זמן, מחליץ ומעקס הטיים. So, ורמי הייס, now, אין מבשלים את הפסח, לא יביא משלים ולא יביא פרץ, because the Torah says, אם יגעת מקום פסח, אל תלך ממנו לא בושם ובושם, במעלית. So, במילה, קום פסח נתלה אותו מבשל, so you cannot be מבשלת, לא יביא משלים ולא יביא פרץ. אבל זוכים מביאו לישראל. So, but you are allowed בשעס לציוצא, you are allowed to be זוכת. ומביאו בשעס אחילה, you are allowed to be מביאו. That's not vision. That's not vision. מתשמי ששלחתם. Now the baker has water in which he immerses his hands. In which he cools off his hands. So now the baker always has pieces, particles of dough sticking to his fingers. Now, when he puts his fingers into the cold water, so little specks of dough, I mean, are removed from the fingers and they fall into the water. So melee, and after the shiur meal, it becomes chametz. So mitashmishen shal nachtei. So the water of the nachtei, in which the nachtei immerses his hands. So each person she machbitz, she tzam yoda b'shor shoyer from kadosh avatzu yish. Omer afkan mach leikes lizichachal to the mosque. Abu zichareses divrehakel yisolit miyat. Mach leikes b'shor itanekam leichol miyat. The tanekam says in this mikvah of zichareses zichachal bim nosar zeyochim miyat. No zeyochim miyat. It's not yisolit miyat. So that's only in connection with how others are races. So everybody agrees with the hack of the sort of we are. Machu is showing that the camera is on the yard and it's a half. We be sure hot. We money from my other half. But the races. So it's in my life. So it's certainly the sort of we are. So you cannot even, there is no racing. So it has to be Nisra, because even though the very little time elapsed, so it's machmid b'meil, chareis, because chareis, so because it's very strong, so it's very hard, so b'meil it doesn't become chometz of way. Mashiach came, chareis, which is not so strong, so it's machmid b'meil. Italian war, a lazy came up with the races, we must be sort of yard. We say, Hahadu, and may only be sort of yard, Hahio, come me, noch yard. Omar Abule, Rabuda, Ramach, Mashwell, Haloha, Kehaho. Omar Ramach, Maitu, Rabule, Rabuda, a races coma. Oya half, me is like Rabolo Name, a races for you. The team of races also, so it's Yochum yard, or only. אחר, אומרי, מה יחימינו לרב כאן? יום רב כאן הם מחלק את זה אחר, אבל בסחרי זה רק לסוף יד. אומרי, הוא השביר, הוא לא יבוא בסביר. In other words, he does the agree with רב כאן. And he holds that the חכומים אמרתי על סי יוח מיד, even by חריסס. So he doesn't become חומץ מיד. אומר הבא שכבוס את רב כאן למסתר, ידום השואל, אין הלוכת כרבי ציב. Now, what does Rabbi Yitzchak say? Rabbi Yitzchak says, the treatment says the effect of being machlin of the good is good. So, in our experience, in my life, samuse would do it. It isn't really. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so once you put it in vinegar, so then it is chel with oil and boy. But, so in our experience, it's not in samuse, it doesn't fit with chel. Hochim yeh mecham. But it can be machlin. Loi, you will go in the stomach, you will chel yeh mecham. My love would do it so many years. Chidish is chel not a kwa, how make you show maschil? Ich will in einem Mechamer, es hat nicht mit Ruhe sehen. Kinder auf Kane. Alle Schmur auf Kane ist hier rein. Ich komme auf Schmur auf Kane. Ich komme auf Kane, komme auf Kane. Leute, nicht bis zum Wissen, ich will nicht mit Ruhe sehen. Wir wollen nicht mal Namen, es hat nicht mit Ruhe sehen. Wir wollen haben gemeint. In die Waschlein ist ein Pesach, wo die Maschke über den Kehle ist. Tone aber, wie mein. Auf sich mit Noam, Buschel, wie mein. So wie mein, Engel, wie mein. Schon Maschke, nein, how do I know that it's so sehr? To be mibashel, the confessor. In Shomashkin, I'm the Kalachim. Umma Mayim, she me fit in Talmud, Masurim, Shomashkin, she me fit in Talmud, Loi Kolchkin, Loi Kolchkin. So if Mayim, Mayim doesn't give its own time. So still the Torah, to be mibashel, Mayim. So Shomashkin, that can give, they can instill their own time into the Tavshil. So certainly, that it comes within the Israel of Al-Sikhman, you know, in Shom. Rabbi Yitzchak, be my, anyway, I'll be my, show maschke, be my, Talmud Leima, I will wash on the bush on the combat. So both say the same thing. But one deduces that way, Kalachem, and one deduces that way, Rib, of wash on the bush. So the Gemara says, my mind, what an afternoon, between the Tarikamen and Rebbe, both say that the show maschke is also to be wash on the show maschke. But one deduces it with our Hemer and one family. So what's that in there? So what I say is, Kinaya Tzrikeda. Tzrikeda means that you put it in an Eiro without any water and without any mashka. But you don't boil it on the fire. The way it has to be boiled, the confessor has to be boiled. It's not on the spit. But you put it in the kettle, in the pan. But you don't put You don't fill up the pan with any water or any mashke. So that's called frikade. Frikade or shen mashke is a deal of the mind. We don't show mashke. Ela mai mai fotim shami. Liman yalo ku kamo chayne hoche shor. So according to Tane Kamo, who said that you cannot be mivashe or show mashke because of kamo chayne. So mele, so when we have the kamo chayne in the dark, to be show mashke. But frikade or You put it dry, you put it on Pesach dry, without any mashke in it. But in the Kehle, not on the spit. Not on the shput. So in the Mele, according to the Kamin, it's mutter. You can't use Kalachemel in the Gav to Tzrikeno. But the Rebbe, the Yalif, the Ribu, so even Tzrikeno. So, is Nichlau in that Ribu, who push on the bush on the comb, okay? Even Tzrikeno is also. You have to tzail it on the shput, but not in the Kehle. The Rabbonon, I wash on the bushel by Akaro, but Rabbonon, they don't also wash on the bushel to be Marbe, Tzrikeno. So what do they also from the bushel of the bushel? The Chintan, Bishle Baki, it's all Bishle, it's all Baki Bishle, Chai. He first, he was Mubashel Confessor, and then he brought his Confessor. Oh, he first, he was Tzrikeno Confessor, and then he was Mubashel Confessor. So it's Chayev. Bishle, Rakim, Tzolei, Chayev. Do Bashle, so it already became a Bushel. So maybe it's Chayev. Elo Tzolei, Rakim, Bishle. So it's Tzliyeishu. Amayu. So it already became Tzliyeish. And then, he's Mivashele. Everybody was born. Why should a Bishle negate the Tzolei character of the government? Amaratane, 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 Tanya Yitzin Rosh Kashon, who been Bush of Shalom in Muach. Give it a man. So, this is a very much of Pesach. So the Mega says that you can be Yitzin in Kaibu Mitzvah of Achilas, Matze, when they